And he was talking about one particular time when he lost $500 or something in a Christmas card, and he couldn't find it. And he said he spent days looking for that Christmas card. It was going to cost him $500. And he said, you know, I'm just like the rest of us. He said, when I did everything I possibly could, the very last thing, I decided to go to prayer. And then when he prayed about it, and that's when God told him exactly where it was. And but even communities are like that, you know, and get to the place where it before they will really cry out to God, it seems like they have to get in such dire situations that nobody wants to live there anymore. But you know, I don't believe God wants us to function like that. I believe he wants us to go to him from the beginning. And number one, I think sometimes in communities, we don't realize sometimes how bad it is. I don't know about you guys, but in the last 2 weeks, I don't know how many deaths I've heard of in Prince Edward Island with car accidents and so forth. It's just incredible. I'm thinking, what's going on here? Well, God can come into situations like that, that our roads would be safer. I'm convinced these things that happen don't just happen. There's a reason why they happen, just as much as in Clay County. There are things that have happened there that were prompted by the works of darkness, the works of the enemy. And you and I, as we pray, as we seek God, as we come together in community to seek his face and to cry out for his goodness to come upon our land, I believe that can change as well. The prosperity can come to Prince Edward Island like it has never been before. We live in an awesome, awesome land. We are being tremendously blessed, but that doesn't mean God doesn't want to pour out a greater blessing upon us. I believe he wants us to shine as a jewel in our nation so that others might see how the kingdom of God is actually supposed to function. And we can, you know, take our place in this and be a part of that if we so desire, if we desire to get involved. I want to share with us a little bit this morning. I'm going to actually kind of pick up a little bit on what Graham Fletcher spoke about here on Sunday night 2 weeks ago. And he talked about the sudden leaves of God. He talked about how things can change instantly and how your life and my life can change in a moment. And we have had that change. Many of us have had that change in our own lives. We used to go one way. We used to be in the kingdom of darkness. Well, we came over into the kingdom of light, and all of a sudden, things changed completely. Now, just stay with me for the next few minutes, because I want to share some things that I believe if we'll take seriously, it will put us into a place where we can be expecting God to do something very quickly. And one of the first scriptures I want to talk about for a couple of minutes is in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, when the Bible talks about a guy named Enoch. And Enoch was a man who lived on earth 365 years, but he left a tremendous legacy. The Bible doesn't say much about Enoch, but he left a tremendous legacy. And the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. And it seemed like he was a guy that, what that means was simply that he was in agreement with God, he was in communion with God, he was asking God about circumstances in his life, and he was allowing God's input to be implanted into his life. The Bible says he walked with God. What a pleasure that would be. You know, if you take a new car that's been just developed, and put it out on the streets, if you were to buy that car, you might have questions about whether, you know, the bugs were worked out of it or not. You know, sometimes, almost every dealer, they've got a lemon. And sometimes it comes out and it doesn't work so great. Well, if you were to buy a brand new car that was never on the market before, and it had lots of good promise, and you looked at it and you think, well, I'd like to, but you know, it hasn't really been proven. It hasn't really been proven, so I don't know if the bugs are all worked out of it. But what if that dealer said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll sell you this car, and I'll also make at your disposal the guy who designed it, engineered it, put it all together, knows how the thing works inside out. He built the whole thing. I'll put him at your disposal anytime there's an issue or a bug. He'll be there to help you. He'll be there to fix it. Well, that would kind of give you encouragement and faith in that car, wouldn't it? You'd kind of, oh, well, maybe, yeah, I would be willing to take the chance in that circumstance. Well, here's a guy named Enoch that the Bible says walked with God, walked with his creator, walk with the guy who designed him, who made him. So he would have an answer for every problem and issue that he would have in his life. Everything that Enoch ever desired, every problem that Enoch ever ran into, immediately God was there to be able to speak to it, to him. And the Bible says Enoch walked with God, so he fellowshiped with him, he talked with him, he brought him into every situation. In other words, what that does that mean? He would think about, you know, well, if he was going to have a relationship with probably a female, a person, that he would talk to God, God, I met Marjorie today. What do you think of Marjorie? What do you think of her today? Do you think she's a nice lady? Do you think that she would be a good match for me? He talked to God in that kind of fashion. He brought God into every situation. And God would give him insight that he would know about. He might say, well, actually, Marjorie's a very nice lady, but the truth of the matter is you like playing golf all the time, and she doesn't want anything to do with any kind of sports. You know, she's really into music. You don't like music, and you guys really don't seem to be all that compatible. And, you know, that might be information that we could base our decision on. Or he might say, I made Marjorie for you. I made her just for you. So you guys are going to get along real good together. That's what it means to walk with God. In these situations, in situations like, we take God into the situation, every situation. And if you're looking at a new job, going to a new area, so forth, the things that you do, you bring God into that situation. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God, and one day God took him. What do you suppose happened? One day God took him. It seemed like they were walking together, and it seemed like they were sharing with one another, just walking out, and it seemed like they were so bound together that it seemed like maybe Enoch walked so far with God one day, it was just easier for him to go with God rather than go back home. It seemed that way, that God took him, the Bible says, and the actual Hebrew meaning of that word took him, it means it took him to himself. It means that God took him with him, and they went to heaven. Now that's a suddenly. That's a suddenly. I mean, suddenly you found yourself in the spiritual realm in heaven itself where Enoch was with God. Was he expecting that day when he went out there to visit with God? He had many, many visitations with God before, I'm sure. But that day was special. Folks, you and I can have visitations with God that are extremely special. We can have our daily devotion every day, and we can read the scriptures, and we can pray and talk to God and so forth. And as we continue that, there can come a time where we will have the most awesome experience with God that we could ever even think was possible as we consistently fellowship with him. We're going to have a suddenly that'll take place. Now, Enoch, the Bible says that he was very, very faithful, that he walked with God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So obviously, we know that Enoch was a man who pleased God, and the next verse, Hebrews 11:6, says, without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So Enoch must have walked in faith, because he pleased God. Without faith it's impossible to please God. But notice this, the writer of the book of Hebrews says that without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. In other words, that God is. Majority of people on earth believe that God is, that God is God. They have some, many have a messed up idea of what God is or who God is, but the truth of the matter is they still believe that there is a God, the vast majority of people in the world. And you must believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You must believe that when you take time to pray, when you take time to read the Bible, when you take time to seek him, that he rewards those times. That he's a rewarder. He expects you to believe that. He wants you to come really looking for something in a way. His presence. Come looking for his presence. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Enoch had a suddenly. He took off. He took off completely. He took off quick. He had a suddenly with God. Those are, you know, there's different kinds of suddenlies in the Bible. I want to read to you another scripture. In Numbers chapter 12, we hear about a suddenly there. and it wasn't such a suddenly that we might always want. Verse 1, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now here was Aaron, Moses' brother and sister, coming against Moses. They spoke against Moses. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. You ever notice that every time we might get into a place of complaining, that the Lord is going to hear? The Lord is going to take notice about what we are saying about other people, especially about leaders. The Lord will take notice how we speak about other leaders. Verse 3, now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then he said, now, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, may make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So the anger of the Lord was aroused against him and departed. So here was Moses, or pardon me, Aaron and Miriam speaking against Moses. They were speaking against the word, and suddenly the Lord heard and brought a judgment. You know, sometimes we have to realize that when we are doing things that we should not do. Now, I'm certain that Aaron and Miriam were talking about this before they ever brought it to Moses. They were talking about this previously, and it could have went on for some time. They were saying some things. They were bickering. They were complaining about Moses. And it seemed like they were getting away with it. I want you to know today, folks, that people are doing some things and it seems like they're getting away with it. It seems like it's okay. God doesn't mind. But there'll be a suddenly that'll come around. There'll be a suddenly that'll come and the Lord will call them to account. And in this particular case, God called Aaron and Miriam to account. The Lord's anger was roused against them, and immediately Miriam, who seemed to be the instigator of this, actually became leprous immediately because of the judgment of the Lord. Now, thank God she had a brother who loved her. Because when that happened, Aaron called out to Moses and said, pray for Miriam. And Moses prayed for her and said, Lord, he simply, a simple little prayer, Lord, heal her, and she was healed. Not without consequence. There were some things that she had to go through. Not without consequence, but she was healed. A suddenly can come to us in that kind of fashion. When we're going down the road a certain way, it seems, and we're walking in disobedience, and the Lord is going to jerk our chain eventually. I pray he does. I pray he does it in my life, because we don't want to continue down a path that we shouldn't be going in. Those suddenlies are good as well. Had God allowed Aaron and Miriam to continue, I'm sure the judgment would have been much worse in the end. But he loved them, so he called them to account. Now, let's look at another suddenly in the Bible. In Malachi chapter 3, we read about a tremendous suddenly there. Last book in the Old Testament. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly, everybody say suddenly, suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. So the Lord is going to come, and there's going to be a sudden instant of time when the Lord will come to us. And you might say, well, Pastor, how could that possibly, you know, happen? Well, I want you to know that there was some people this week even, and last week, they had a major suddenly when they drove out into the road, and suddenly they were out of their body. They weren't dead as in nothing. They were out of their body. And think about this for a moment. Suddenly, they would be before the Lord. suddenly they would have to give an account for how they were living and what they did with Jesus. Suddenly, I often think of this, when people, you know, when their bodies are wrecked and their body can no longer house them, and they are suddenly out of their body. I've heard testimonies of people saying, what's going on? People who have had near-death experiences, what's going on? I'm here, my body's there. Suddenly, God will come at a time where we're not expecting it. And we have to ask the question, are we prepared for God's suddenlies? Are we prepared for that kind of suddenly? When we go out just an ordinary day and we go about doing our thing and suddenly our life is ended. Are we prepared for that particular suddenly? It can come quickly, folks. Are your loved ones prepared? Are your friends prepared? Are your communities prepared? This is what we have to ask ourselves. And are we doing everything to prepare people for God's suddenlies? That's a sobering thought. I realize this. But people are experiencing it every day. There are people on Prince Edward Island who, more than we like to give. You know, it's one thing, really, if a person is in the hospital and, you know, there's medication and so forth and all the rest of it, you know, and they maybe have a terminal illness and they know they're going. If they want to, they can make their peace with God. They really can make their peace with God. They can either turn to God or stay away from Him. They will be before God one day, but the person who's going about their daily business, suddenly, things can happen. There's no time for preparation. It's a time to make our peace with God immediately. Today is the day of salvation. That's a sobering suddenly. Well, let's look at another suddenly in the Bible. There's some awesome ones in there as well. Acts chapter 2. Here we have something happening that changed the world. Acts chapter 2, verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, that is, the community of believers. This changed the community instantly. When these people were praying in the upper room, they were really waiting for the Holy Spirit. As Jesus told them that the Holy Spirit would come, they were waiting, and they were praying. They didn't know what it was going to look like, but the Bible says that suddenly the whole room was filled with the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible says that tongues of fire sat on their heads, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. That was a suddenly of God that changed the church forever. And it changed the world forever, because the power of the Holy Spirit came upon the church and it brought life into the church, where the church was no longer living under the law, but under grace. And a great freedom came to individuals, where anybody who called on the name of the Lord could be saved. That was a suddenly of God. That was a suddenly of God. And I believe our church can be changed by a fresh anointing, a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit from God. That suddenly can happen to us as a church. Things can change, people. Communities can be changed by the suddenlies of God. In Acts chapter 9, verse 3, we hear the story about the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, of course, before he was the Apostle Paul, he was killing Christians. He was putting Christians in prison. And he was en route to destroy more Christians. He was going to Damascus, and he was en route to put them in jail. And on the way there, he had a suddenly of God. The Bible says that suddenly a great light from heaven came and knocked him off his horse. And the whole story, if we read it all, we'd find that Apostle Paul was born again. At that particular time, he became a believer. He was changed from darkness to light. He was changed from a persecutor of God's people to one who was embracing and loving and helping God's people and establishing the kingdom of God on earth. Now, Paul had an individual, personal, suddenly. You and I need to expect those individual, personal suddenlies of God in our lives. Don't think about, okay, Pastor, I'm already born again. I've already experienced that part. Listen, we haven't experienced anything compared to what God really wants us to experience. I mean, great, we've been born again. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful, but God has so much more for us. The suddenlies of God God desires to pour out His suddenlies upon us in new and fresh ways that'll change us. Just as just as dramatic a change as it changed Paul, the Apostle Paul. I mean, he was going this way, turned around, started going this way, and the people wouldn't believe that he was changed because he was so bad before until they seen him. He had a suddenly of God. After I got born again, after I got saved, I really realized I was changed, and I had a suddenly when I was going into a place of business one day, and this woman stopped me, and she said, asked me if I was a Christian. She said, I just noticed that there's something about you that's totally different, and I thought, you must be a Christian. You must have got saved. That's kind of neat to hear. I had a suddenly of God, and you had a suddenly of God. If you're born again today, you had an awesome suddenly of God. Now, let's look at another one. Acts chapter 16, verse 26, Paul and Silas are in prison. And they've been thrown in there for preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. There was a suddenly that came for Paul and Silas' deliverance there. Do you need deliverance today? Have you been praying for deliverance in any area of life? Have you been doing some things in your lives? You've been praying and asking God that you want it to be set free? Well, there can be a suddenly come to you. God brought an earthquake into Paul and Silas' life. It doesn't have to be an earthquake in my life, but the deliverance is what you're after. That suddenly can happen. God wants to do a suddenly in your life. He wants to change your life in such a way that the things you've been desiring to get free of, you'll be free. And the things that you desire to have come to you will come to you. A suddenly. Notice that Paul and Silas, they were bound. They needed deliverance. There's many in the church today need deliverance. They need it suddenly. I want to read to you a testimony of a person being delivered. Of a suddenly, I should say. For many years, I was oppressed by sadness and hopelessness and felt powerless and overly self-critical. Many people have that issue of being overly self-critical. Under psychiatric medication, I briefly improved, but symptoms returned and no change in medicine seemed to help. On the way home from a family vacation, we stopped for a service at Bethel Christian Church in Redding, California, because I heard that many were miraculously healed by prayer there. I came forward at the end of the service to receive prayer from a young man who attended their ministry school. I cannot love, I told him in a moment of insight, as the root cause of my depression. Now, you see, folks, when you are determined to find out an answer in getting delivered or getting something from God, when you step out as an act of faith to do something, revelation will come. She said, in an act of inspiration, it came out that I have a difficult time to love. That's what was holding her in a place of depression. Revelation came as she came forward for prayer, as she acted out her faith. As she came forward, she believed that God could heal her. I cannot love. I told him in a moment of insight as the root cause of my depression. He prayed to cast out the evil spirits afflicting me, snapping his fingers with authority given to him by Christ. He asked the Holy Spirit to fill me with the love of Jesus. The heavy feeling of depression immediately lifted, replaced by a quiet peace. She had a suddenly. It immediately left. My family asked, are you healed? I was hesitant to answer right away. I know I'm healed. I was hesitant to say that. I am filled with love and joy. No symptoms of depression have returned since nearly 3 years ago. I went back to my psychiatrist to tell him I no longer needed medication, and to my surprise, he reacted positively and suggested books on divine healing as he had read as a young man. What a testimony. God suddenly healed of depression. Even her psychiatrist realized that there was a change that had taken place. See, we don't have to be burdened down with a sense of oppression upon our lives. Too many Christians are living with a sense of oppression upon their lives, and they don't feel that they can do anything about it. Now, I want to exhort you to let you know that no matter what you're dealing with, there can be a change. There can be a change no matter what it is. Jesus can come into that situation and do a suddenly. Here's another one. A midnight miracle with hardly even a prayer. It is late night in a hotel in Nigeria, and I'm trying to sleep without resting on my left ear because I know that any pressure can create a terrible earache. For 20 years, I have had these earaches every few weeks or so. I wake this night with a bad pain and realize that though I am on my back, I have tilted my head to the side. The thought occurs to me, I need to ask for prayer about my ear maybe tomorrow because I can't stop tilting my head in my sleep. Suddenly, that's what the word she uses, suddenly I feel like the inside of my ear is being manipulated by unseen forces as though angels were doing an operation on its condition. The pain leaves entirely. For a while it took courage to sleep directly on the ear, but I knew I could do so, so I did it. Only once in the last 2 years was there a short return of a similar pain in my ear again in the middle of the night. But I knew this pain was Satan trying to convince me that I was not healed. I called Satan a liar and the pain left. She experienced the suddenly of God. Expect the suddenlies of God. As you continue to seek after God, whether it be emotional healing, physical healing, financial healing, whatever you need in life, expect the suddenlies of God, because the suddenlies of God will come and change your life completely, will cause you to absolutely enjoy something you could never enjoy before. I remember in our own lives, suddenly something similar to headaches when we were living in Alberta, and Debbie, I would come home from work and I'd see Debbie on the Chesterfield and she would be just moaning, and it made me so, I don't know, it was really wearing on me to see her like that, where it's just terrible, migraine headaches. And I had prayed for her. And, we were believing God. We were continuing to believe God. And one day I came in and she was on the couch again. And there was a couple of ladies that were coming that night for prayer, to pray with us and so forth. And not particularly about that, but we had been meeting with them for prayer. And that night it was either Debbie and I or I said that when they come, we have to ask them to pray for that tonight. And they came, and wasn't a particular great time of prayer or anything, but I shouldn't say that because great things happen, but nothing tangible that we noticed, but she was instantly healed. And man, when you get healed of something like that, that is something you just really know how to praise God for, that because it changes your life completely. It absolutely changed, a suddenly of God. And those suddenlies of God sometimes are not things that we notice even at first. Sometimes there can be an awesome change and we don't see any physical change in the natural. It can, but yet, we talked about the suddenly of the Holy Spirit coming upon the church. I know people who have been prayed, for instance, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then seeming like they didn't get anything, and wake up in the middle of the night praying in other tongues, or going about their daily duties and suddenly start praying in the Holy Spirit. A suddenly of God came when they didn't even notice. There are all kinds of suddenlies of God that He wants to bring upon us in this day. And I believe that there is going to be somewhere along the line a suddenly of God happen on Prince Edward Island that's going to transform this little island to make it look like heaven itself. I'm convinced of it. I believe God wants us to pray into it. I believe God wants us to live like we expect that to take place, that the beauty of the Lord will cover this island from one end of the earth, from one end to the other. I was that's when we sang that song there this morning, it was so wonderful to sing. That's our position of faith, singing, declaring God's kingdom on Prince Edward Island, declaring the works of the Lord, so that the very environment itself, it will be permeated with an expectation of what God's going to do next. Suddenly, in the Hebrides Islands, the anointing of God came upon those islands many years ago in such a fashion that people would be drinking in a bar and suddenly get convicted and start finding their way to church because they realized they needed to be saved. The people would be walking along the roads in the nighttime when it'd be very dark, and they would hear somebody in the ditch on their knees crying out to God for salvation. The anointing permeated the land. And I'm convinced that's what God wants to do on PEI. On our land, our good soil here on PEI, that the anointing of God can even work through that to permeate it in such a way that anybody that walks in this island will sense the presence of God, that people who come across that bridge will experience the suddenly of God. Suddenly they'll come into the presence of the Lord, and the Lord will minister to them and bring them to themselves. You remember the story of the prodigal son and how he left and he went away and he spent all his money. And the Bible says that when he was in a pig pen feeding pigs and wanted to eat the food, the Bible says when he came to himself, he said, I'm going to go back to my father's house. I'm going to tell him I don't deserve to be your son. Make me as one of your servants. The Bible says when he came to himself. There's a lot of people out there have to come to themselves in that way. There's a lot of people have to realize that without God, their situation is hopeless. But with God, things can change automatically. Just stand up, please.